Hello and welcome to Listen Up. As always, I am Mr. I. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you will see new episodes as soon as they are available. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much anywhere else you find podcasts. Today, let's talk some more about language history. Now, in the last episode, which was episode 155, I talked about where the names of the days of the week come from, right? Where is Monday, Tuesday? Where do those come from? And there were lots of names from old Roman, German, Norse mythology, Xinhua. And there's a lot more of that and some history with the months of the year. Now, we'll try to keep each of these, each month explanation, pretty short because there are 12 months, although at the end of the year, they're kind of get clumped together. But we'll go through them all. And anyway, let's get going. Now, of course, we will start with the first month of the year, January. January is named after the ancient Roman god Janus. Now, Janus was a two-faced god. If you ever see a picture of Janus, it always shows him with two faces, one looking forward, one looking backwards. And Janus was the god of beginnings, when things started, and also when they ended. He was the god of transition, from moving from one thing into something new. And so it makes a lot of sense to name the first month of a new year after Janus. And so that's January. February is named after a festival that took place during this month, also back in ancient Rome. So again, we're talking a long time ago. And this festival was called Februa. I'm not sure the proper pronunciation. I don't speak Latin, the language of ancient Rome. And this festival was celebrated on the 15th of the month. And it was a festival of purification. To purify means to make clean. So this was a festival of cleanliness. And that's February. March is named after the Roman god of war. We talked a little bit about him back in the days of the week, because he has a connection there too. But in the for the months, March is named after Mars, right? The red planet, right? Kase, if we look at the planets. But March is named after Mars. Now, interestingly, March was actually the first month of the year in the original Roman calendar. January and February were at the end of the year. Well, actually, to be very correct, the very, very first Roman calendar was only 10 months long. And it was based on the moon. But they needed to add a couple months to make the calendar stay correct with the seasons. You know, there's a lot of corrections that need to be made every year if you use a lunar calendar, a calendar based on the moon. Of course, now we use a solar calendar, right? A calendar based on the Earth's rotation around the sun. But so yeah, we'll get back to the month now. But don't forget, March was originally the start of the calendar. That's going to be very important later for understanding some of the other months. So March Then we have April. Now, April is named after the Latin word. Latin, of course, Latin is Latengo, right? That's the language of ancient Rome. And April comes from the Latin word aparire, which means to open, which is what flowers do in the spring, right? In April. So basically, April means to open, like flowers, to bloom. So yeah, good name for a spring month. May is named after the ancient Greek goddess, Maia, M-A-I-A. So Maia. And so this Maia, she was the goddess of fertility, of having babies. The Romans had a fertility festival during this month, and so the month came to be known as May. June is named after the Roman goddess of marriage, and her name was Juno, J-U-N-O. And so, if you've ever heard the term June bride, well, that's all connected back to Juno, right? She's the goddess of marriage. It's a good time to get married, June. And Juno was also the queen of the gods, so she was a big deal. So yeah, June, named after another god, another goddess. July is named for Julius Caesar. If you studied history, maybe you've heard that name before. Julius Caesar was a politician, right? Sejika, a politician in ancient Rome, right? Kodai Roma, right? And he was the first dictator of Rome, which became the Roman Empire. Dictator is Doksaisha, and Roman Empire is Roma no Teikoku, right? Roma Teikoku. And Julius Caesar was the first dictator of Rome. After him, it becomes the Roman Empire. And Julius Caesar, he was born in this month. And so the month's name got changed to honor him. Before it was called July, it was known as Quintilis. Quintilis means the fifth month, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, March was actually the first month at this time. So Quintilis, so March, April, May, June, July. Aha, that's the fifth month with the old calendar. August is actually very similar in that it was named for a person. It was named for Caesar Augustus, who was the first emperor of Rome, right? Romano Teo, right? Now, Augustus, he wasn't born in August, but he had several important military victories during this month. And so they changed the name, just like changing Quintilis to Julius to July. They changed this month, which was called Sextilis, to August, to Augustus, became August. Now, Sextilis, the old name, any guesses what Sextilis means? It means the sixth month. Again, remember, March is the start, so August is the sixth month. And the rest of the months follow the pattern that July and August did when they were Quintilis and Sextilis. September, October, November, and December mean seventh month, eighth month, ninth month, and tenth month. Of course, now they are the ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th months, but when the calendar started with March, They were just numbered, right? Starting with Quintilis, July, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They were just numbered, just like the modern Japanese months. And this actually explains why, for example, October, the 10th month, sounds a lot like octagon or octopus, right? Octo means eight. Octagon is a shape with eight sides, right? Hakkaku. Octopus, taco, right, is an animal with eight legs, or arms, depending on how you want to call it. Eight arms, eight legs, whichever you want to say. October, it was the eighth month, so it matched. And again, September, November, December are all similar. You can find other words that have sept for seven, nano, or something similar to nova for nine, and deca for 10, right? Deciliter comes from 10, the same root as December. And so yeah, that's where the names of the months of the year come from. And let's leave it here for today. If you have any requests or ideas for podcasts, you can find the request form over on the website, bit.ly/luwmi. You can also find links to all the episodes there. You will find listening guides, listening quizzes, and yeah, that is all for today. I'm Mr. I, and I'll see you next time.